When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, hello.
I don't know if I'm ready.
Well, should we stop then?
No, no, no.
I think we should reevaluate,
we
take
can't
a breath.
Stop. I don't know what to do with my hands.
The plane is taking off. There's no turning back. Hello.
Hello. This is a big week.
Yeah, there's a lot happening.
There's a lot of birthdays this week.
There are a lot of birthdays this week. But the first thing I would like to talk about is the last week, because normally we go backwards. And we did celebrate your birthday, and I want to talk about pasta.
Yes, let's talk about pasta. B.
Make up a... Are you going to spell me a pasta song?
No.
Oh, when you started with P, I thought you were going to sing
a
pasta
B.
song.
Oh. Let's talk about pasta. B.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk
you
about...
You see how I miss
all
her.
The noodles we consumed.
There it is.
Yeah, ye, we.
She's a great rhymer. She's an even better singer.
Ye, ye, we. Get a trend.
We had five full pasta dishes as a
Did
tasting
I tell you that
flight,
I ate?
And it was so good. I've been blocked up for days.
Really?
Today I was finally like, that's the last of the pasta, everyone.
I felt bad because I told my brother that I had pasta for him to bring home, and then we met him for drinks after, and we were sitting in the bar, and I just started eating it with my hand. And he was like, "Is that the pasta that you told me?" And I was like, "Yes."
Yeah. It was our least favorite ones. You probably wouldn't have liked
so
it anyway.
Good when
it
was
still
wasted.
Like, I mean, it was amazing.
Sitting on my bed eating.
We just were trying to
hand.
Save room for four other pasta dishes. Oh my god, it was so good. I've been thinking about that carbonara.
That amatriciana is just...
Yeah, I mean, I had it for breakfast the next morning because that's the one that I took like the last little bit of home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then sorbet. It was
that sorbet. It was Amaro and grapefruit sorbet. Mm. Oh my god. It was just so good. I love it.
Yeah, good way to bring in the birthday week.
The beginning of the birthday week.
The day after this comes out. Everyone, you're on duty.
I do have a lot of birthdays to talk about before my birthday. This is a huge week in people in my life whose birthday it is. Today, Tuesday, the day that we're recording, is Kimberly's senior's birthday, who I don't think listens to this podcast, but I felt the need to put that out into the universe. Tomorrow, Wednesday, is
Today is friend of the pod, Laura Smith's birthday also.
Wow, happy birthday, Laura Smith. Tomorrow is former roommate of the pod, Lauren Lanky. Happy birthday,
God.
Lauren.
That's right.
Thursday is big fan of the pod. The day this comes out, Dylan, happy birthday.
That's right. I forgot it's coming out on Dylan. Happy birthday. I'm so glad this is coming out on your birthday so I can roast you mercilessly.
Since you are the biggest fan of this podcast, we just wanted to make sure that we planned it this way.
Yeah. From the beginning, before we knew you, we thought someday this will need to come out on a Thursday.
Yeah. For some reason. And there are some things in this episode that are we will come for
one.
You about. So buckle up, kid. And then Friday is my birthday.
It's like it was all leading up to that.
Oh my god, the best day of the week.
And then Sunday is my sister's birthday.
Your sister's birthday, my parents' anniversary.
Yes.
My supposed to be birthday.
Yes, it's all happening.
Jennifer Kim's birthday.
Oh.
And then Monday is my best friend Hillary Flynn's birthday.
Good grief. It's
it
all
is
happening.
A big week. So we need to find someone whose birthday is on June 9th. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that I know somebody.
We definitely do.
But pretty much we have every day until
it's really stacked.
Yeah, it's a stacked week.
Well, Laura's celebrating her birthday on the 9th, so that counts.
Oh, great.
There you go. So we've got a birthday week lined up.
Full birthday week.
And not only do we have a birthday week, we have a podcast.
Oh my God. Is that what we're doing here?
Not what I'm doing. I'm eating pizza and drinking rosé.
You guys, I was thinking about Chipotle every single day for the past 5 days. And today I finally got it.
It's always nice when you can wish fulfill yourself, you know?
Food is a great way to do that.
It is.
Yeah.
I had a Levan cookie yesterday.
I saw. Envious.
Perfect.
It was the best.
Yeah.
Nothing brings me more joy than watching people experience eating Levain cookies for the first time.
I did it. I brought Avi too on his birthday, and he'd never had them or heard of them. And then he was like, "Oh, this is a really good cookie."
It's not what he was expecting. Few things. I'll say that I think Blue Star in Portland is another thing that cannot be overhyped.
I agree, and because Brooke, like me, doesn't really necessarily like donuts. I was like, "Listen, if you're going to Portland, do not have Voodoo Donuts. It's a tourist trap, and they're not that good." Even though I guarantee that's what you've heard. And Blue Star Donuts is where it's at. And Brooke was like, yep.
I don't love donuts, but I think I've said this already on this podcast. I bit into the donut and was rendered both motionless and speechless.
They're amazing.
It was really stunning.
And Levain cookies.
And Levain cookies are the same way. You they're warm and you break them and the chocolate
the density.
Does that yummy, nummy thing. And then it's crunchy on the outside, gooey on the inside.
God. Size of your fist.
It's worth coming to New York for. I would say.
Wow. That's a...
It's worth a visit.
So come visit us and come be on our podcast, right? Does that work out?
Sure, if you want to.
Yeah.
No. Whoever you are. But please come with... If you're in New York and if you want to come visit us in New York, please
do. We're here and we like Levain cookies.
And we will get you a Levain cookie and show you a good time.
We will indeed.
Maybe we'll eat pasta even.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
No. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Brooke. I kept looking for an inn and I just couldn't find my way to it.
I think sometimes we just kept rambling, let it go.
yeah.
Ew, I didn't.
We didn't
like
let
that.
It go. We brought it in, you know.
Brought it in.
Bring it in.
I can't keep it out anymore. And that is the
that
end.
Is
of
the
that.
End of our singing Frozen forever on for the podcast. But ever. I'm glad we did it. High five.
Just thank a tender you. Squeeze.
Yeah. Oh, hi, everybody.
Welcome to Splat, the podcast, where me, Brooke.
And me, Bridget.
Talk about
sex and the city.
20 years later.
And 10 years younger. We backwards did again.
That's why I can't do it first.
Yeah, it's okay.
Do you want to do it again?
No, because the thing is you can do it first. You did it.
10 years younger and 20 years later.
Yeah, but we still did it. You know, we got it all in. Who cares if we don't know our own damn slogan?
The facts were right.
Thank you. That's what matters.
What a great segue to
introduce. Third voice, our very validating guest.
Our very third voice. Cecilia.
Yay. I'm happy to support you.
Welcome to the pod.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
We are psyched.
Tell us a little about yourself.
I'm Cecilia. I'm... new to the show, but
love it.
You know,
oh fun,
you know, new to Sex and the City as of this year,
uh-huh.
New to the podcast as of, you know, this year.
But the thing is, when you're in, you're all in.
yeah
going and from zero to guest real
exactly.
fast.
that's what I like to do. It's like an oversaturation.
Yeah, and in both cases I've been, you know, thrilled.
Good.
best part good. Of the year so far.
How long have you lived in New York?
I think 5 years almost.
Dang, nice. Yeah.
I don't know if I know the answer to this question. Mm. And if you're not comfortable answering it, you don't have to.
Boy.
But would you say that you fall into a 20-something category or a 30-something category?
I'm officially in the 30s now.
Congratulations.
Can cross the line.
You're right. You're exactly in their wheelhouse.
They're 35, right?
Yeah.
I'm Carrie's 33. Miranda's 35. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Charlotte's 35.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You
got some time.
I've got some time.
let's focus a lot more on how old you are, just for you.
Yeah. How are you feeling about being in your 30s? No, we're just kidding. Don't answer that. Drink your rosé.
Yeah, that's a big
okay.
old gulp.
I'm really panicking about being 26, which is funny because someone today who I work with who is older than me, who has a 15-year-old son, hugged me today and was 26, you precious little cherub. And I was I'm old.
Which proves your point.
Which makes me feel right.
Yeah. I feel like I have way more, because I'm tiny and kind of young looking, I have way more of a relationship with people thinking that I'm young and mm-hmm. wanting to be like mature.
Sure. And,
like, take me serious.
You do know? You feel?
I resonate with that.
Yeah. Like you're a 30 something?
I don't know. I mean,
what does that mean? Even?
Yeah, I don't think it really means anything anymore.
Cool.
I guess like they now, like adolescence ends.
Because they make such a big deal in this show about like categorizing.
I know, but I feel like this was the last generation or wherever where that was a thing in a way. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
interesting.
Like,
I like that.
I just feel like now there's all these think pieces about like, why aren't millennials like having.
We killed the diamond industry.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that it's like. It's just and then I saw this like article the other day that said that adolescence, if officially according to you know science, now ends at 27, which makes sense to me.
Wait, that's good. That means I have one more year.
Yeah,
exactly. My eyes flashed in a serious panic and then calmed down.
You were like, you're like don't say 25.
You're just setting it up for next year to be
even
more fun meltdown.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I never I think I like when I was like in my 20s, I was always like, this sucks. Get me out of my 20s. Mm-hmm. This really sucks. Like I never and definitely think I'm like a lot better looking now than I was when I was like
you don't need to cut that. That's totally great. Yeah.
And I think that's true I think for a lot of people I know.
Up until like maybe junior year of college, I like straight up I'm just like I was not attractive.
Yeah, I have to be honest, I looked exactly the same since yeah, I was popped
you
out
put,
of the
you
loop.
Put varieties on it though, yeah, but yeah. Yeah.
But like pretty, like my hair color has changed yeah. and like
yeah. You've just been cute as a button since day one.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for the
you
day
do
when
have
I,
one of those faces.
When I like develop from button to like
boutonniere.
Yeah, to like when the day I wake up and I'm like I'm a corsage now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm
the natural life
watch.
Progression.
Totally.
That was a beautiful one.
Yeah. And you know, like, what happened to the people that were hot in high school?
Oh, yeah. Thank God. Which doesn't mean anything to you in high school. You're like, there's no way.
No,
and it doesn't
yeah,
matter. But
totally.
It is kind of a universal truth,
yeah.
I feel like.
No, like, for real, it is a universal
it's
truth.
Wonderful.
And it's, yeah.
And, I love it.
And, yeah.
I'd much prefer to be on this end of the spectrum than the other way around to have, like, aged into my blossoming.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's a wheel of fortune.
Mm-hmm. I still think we're all roses waiting to bloom.
That's true. Or we're all that's just true. Constantly in bloom, you know?
That's kind of, oh.
Sure. Why not? Philosophy.
Yes,
here I am.
Love it.
Even when we're falling.
That's like what my tattoo is. It's like a snake that's like all
right.
Just,
eating
I
itself,
saw your tattoo
yeah.
for the first time just now because your shirt lifted up. It's cool.
It's cute.
It is cute. I have this one.
I was just going to ask you.
I just have this one, and it's like, I got it when I did, you know, like my first movie, and so it's serious.
Right.
But I just, like, my like best friend Andy and I, when we were overtired after a long weekend in Fire Island, uh-huh. and we were on the ferry back, his poor boyfriend was, like, ready to kill us. We started doing a bit that turned into a musical, like, and then turned into like mm-hmm. a fully blocked out, like fully developed concept, which is there's this horror movie about spelunking called The Descent.
Oh my God.
As a musical with book
oh,
and
any
score.
Use of the word spelunking.
Wait, actual
though,
spelunking
incredible.
Like in a cave or like
yeah.
the
oh, yeah,
Urban
yeah.
Dictionary spelunking where you have to go into a vagina to get a condom.
No. Ooh. No, literally. Ooh.
Yeah, there's a whole movie about that,
yeah.
Brooke.
There are movies about crazier
only
things than vagina like, spelunking.
Netflix would buy that.
That's
Netflix
true.
Would be
Netflix
like,
buys
well,
anything. They'll buy whatever.
No,
hell.
This is about a group of female spelunkers. Friends that are totally straight and just like to do extreme sports together.
Uh-huh. And they spelunk.
Definitely are. They definitely
going
are
into
not.
A cave,
no condoms involved
yeah.
and there are no men.
Yeah, exactly. No men allowed. And just down into the cave. Yep. And guess what? This cave has some spoiler alert Descent fans, which came out in like 1995 out there. Like, cover your ears. This cave has some monsters in it.
No way.
And it's a scary movie. It's you know,
so
a trashy
you turned
movie.
It into a musical.
With I don't know, don't ask me how this lyric and book lyrics and book by Lou Vega.
Uh-huh.
I, you know, of Mambo Number 5 fame. And oh yeah, so I'm thinking now, and there's gonna be a lot of fives in it.
Yes,
we were in a play together where the fight choreographer would talk a lot about how like five is funny. Like, have you guys ever heard that? Like,
no,
it's, like, rule of five,
three is.
I thought three,
yeah.
But like in
five makes sense to me in a little bit though, because it's kind of like something yeah. is funny at three, and then when you actually push it further, it's like funny again.
Really funny.
Well, sometimes it's like, you
it's
know how
hilarious,
like,
that is really funny.
Well, when you see the joke, but then you expect it to be over and then it's not over. Like, I feel like Arrested Development will do this sometimes where think a joke's over, but it's not. And like the doing it again, like catches you off guard. And it's funny. Yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about.
So Cecilia,
right?
That's you.
Sorry. You mentioned I was just gonna. Oh, yeah.
Like,
sorry,
I'm gonna get a five. A Roman. That's
oh,
the
perfect.
Point
so you're gonna
story.
Have the multiple Roman numerals,
right? And one of them is nice. For something real I did,
and the other is for the musical. I love
super
that.
Real that I'm
definitely
like,
gonna
take out to investors.
What is so? You said you started telling us this before we started recording, but what is your relationship to Sex and the City?
Because you said it's only this year.
Uh huh. Well, okay. So like I, of course, seen. A bunch of episodes when they were on and you know it's around and like I'd certainly seen scattered episodes all
I was gonna
place,
say would
but...
you like how familiar would you say like would you say you knew who they all were gonna end up with kind of thing
end up with I knew that wait but you haven't seen the
well
thing,
yeah
right?
Sorry don't necessarily spoil it
I
for
mean,
me
I feel
but
like
here's
it
the thing
be hard to spoil
I well so that's the thing I ask because I didn't watch it except very sporadically right. But like I pretty much know who all their
and
husbands are gonna
movie,
be
yeah. First
well I've seen the first half of the first movie
right.
So I knew
well, you
that
know
was
how
coming
Carrie ends up
yeah
big
mm-hmm.
Who what
I yeah. Can't stand him
what yeah
can't
you,
stand
you
him.
Really can't I okay so I had this like horrible flu this winter when it just got like really cold
yeah
and I it's like the sickest
I got a version of that too and it knocked me out
yeah it was like the sickest I've been since I was literally a child like I was like oh death's door hello and I the only thing that I could watch was Sex and the City because it was just like I just wanted
it
like,
really comes through in moments
exactly.
Of desperation
and it was all on Prime
yes
streaming.
Prime
shout out great product placement for Prime Cecilia.
Love your work Amazon
we do well I love when you're watching like if you touch the screen or whatever how it'll show you the actors and the music
nice
and
touch.
Like it's so
that's
nice
a nice touch and so I got like I think all the way through season two and I will say like and then you know I started to get a little better but I also started to get a little like I was like you know, I was going through some personal shit of my own and I was just like, okay, this is starting to like infect my consciousness about like what it is a valid concern for
it
me to have
in
my
there.
Life.
Yeah, it gets in there.
And then, you know, I've like kept watching it on and off since then. But it's, so yeah, that was like my first, that was my real introduction. And I also got really obsessed. You guys
so did
know,
you finish it or did you just...
I haven't like chock-a-block all the way through. Because it also, I feel like, I can't remember which season, but there was, am I allowed to say, like, I feel like season three got, like, it started to get, like, really uneven. Like kind of.
Oh, interesting.
I felt like season, or, like, I can't remember. It was, like, either the end of season two. There was some moment where I was just like, and, you know, like. And, but season four, I feel like.
Is good.
Yeah,
I do
though
like
we have
four.
Aiden, which is annoying.
Yeah.
But there's this Instagram account. Set, like every outfit
yeah, on. Yes. Yeah.
And that also like I think I am obsessed with like looking at all the outfits and then watching the episode.
It's yeah, fun. It's fun. Really, it's really fun. Well, they also do like fun posts.
My next question for you is which woman do you identify with? Hybrids abound. Are welcome.
I knew you were gonna ask me this and I was like okay I have been called a Carrie but I really don't like that.
I hate it too.
I really don't like that. And I like,
you hate it, but you embrace it.
I've learned to embrace it. You just gotta take it for what it is.
Yeah.
And you gotta, it's the same way I feel about being a Gemini, although I do love that I'm a Gemini, but I'm like, all right, I'm a Gemini.
You don't love it when other people are like, oh, you're such a Gemini though.
No, I'm literally like, yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm like, roll, eye roll. And then, but I have my, I feel like having the Miranda and the Cancer that ground me so like I
don't know
you.
Yeah I guess okay so by the time I was done watching like 4,000 hours or whatever when I was sick I was in this state of mind where I was like you know what I'm big I gotta be big
like, I love that
because like when she's being so crazy and like she's really being like she I'm like watching her like show up at church where he is with his literal mother and I'm just like that's like a healthy boundary like I have introduced exes to my parents way too soon it's a bad idea he's like a 40 something year old ass man like he's like
he knows what's gonna fly like, with his mom or not
yeah and like let's do this right
he has his other problems but
he does I mean
I like that. And I,
yeah, totally.
I, you know, obviously, what a good answer. I aspire to be a Miranda. Mm. This is annoying, but I'm going to say it. I don't particularly identify as a Charlotte.
Honestly, most people don't. I think she's kind of like, in terms of just overall ploppability, she's kind of the one who carries forward least.
Yeah,
like she totally. Definitely exists in different iterations and stuff, but like
I will say the more watching the Samantha as a now sexually active,
oh my god, it doesn't woman, make any sense in I'm reality
like, yeah, yeah. We'll talk about this comes up in this episode, and mm-hmm. I will address this episode.
She's like a demon.
She's a true demon.
She really is
the nether region.
Kind of inexplicably too, because I kept expecting there to be an explanation bigger for why she was being so. Anyway, we'll get into it. It's a good episode, guys.
Just one more question, and then because we're eager to jump in, I can feel the energy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Have you, Cecilia, had a moment in New York since you've lived here where you've been like, maybe you like, this is probably retrospect for you since you just watched it, where you've been like, this is a Sex and the City moment.
I would just say that my whole life, like here especially, it does feel like it has always been sort of like defined. Like the best things have always been like being friends with like other dope, powerful women.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, fuck yeah.
I'm extremely powerful. Let's not say what my job is because I just
no. But like powerful doesn't need to be like a right. CEO. Powerful can be like a state of mind.
Yeah, and I do think
put it on a pillow.
Hey. It's kind of crazy.
Most of the most powerful women I know, and actually, honestly, like the men who in my life who I think of having as like having power in that sense, it's not because of like jobs
right.
or
yeah, yeah.
It's because of like the in way fact, they conduct find, themselves and like
yeah.
conduct relationships.
I find the men, especially who have positions of power, are probably the weakest worst. And snivelliest of all.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
and snivelliest.
I just that's like I think I forget. You know, because I saw the show so much growing up, and it never registered to me that it was like the big pitch or like the concept of the show is like they're not married, you know, and it's just like
right.
you don't even think about that, and it's this weird. I mean, when
it
I
is
was
and
really,
it isn't.
Yeah, I mean, and I just feel like in life, you know, I like forgot that was a thing. Kind of, and I wonder how much the
I feel
show
like statistically
had to do with that.
It is kind of interesting conceptually that there would be a group of four friends at this time who would mm-hmm. make it into their early 30s and none of them would have been married. Charlotte Ever, is yeah. now technically, but that's kind of surprising because their whole deal is like we're old mates and like everyone we know, you know, got married when they were 28 kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Which isn't as standard now, but it's like they make such a big deal out of it.
I thought yeah. when I was a child watching this show, I think just in general, I was like, I'm gonna be married by the time I'm 26.
Really?
And I'm 26 in 3 days.
Can you?
Oh my god, I so didn't think that way.
Being married, I can't even fathom. Like, I have many friends who are now married, and uh-huh. I like cannot picture what their lives look like.
Really?
No,
you
know, not yet.
My friends who are yeah. married are.
I can
their
picture
30s.
Like a serious relationship, but something about it, like
right.
to be me. I'm like, how are people who think and feel like I do in this time in our lives be married?
I think what's happening generally, like statistically, in at least I guess in this country, is like people who do get married, I think like fewer people are doing that, and then fewer and
right.
then like they're doing it later, and then and actually, you know, what's interesting is that the divorce rate is kind of lower, and I feel like it used to be this thing that
yeah,
oh yeah, totally, because you can spend time and like
and
figure out who you actually want
to relationships yeah. maybe, or like you've like at least figured out who you are and you're able to be like, oh, I'm a fully formed person.
Right.
You know,
and Aziz Ansari does that bit in one of his early Netflix specials where he's like I don't even like a sweater for more than a year. Like, I don't know how I can be married to someone forever at this
yeah.
point, which I get. Like, if you don't know what your tastes are, what you're
totally.
In for, you're like, how do you, I don't know.
Yeah.
Should we begin? As much as I would honestly just like to talk for the
talking.
Next hour.
Yeah. I know. Well, we have a season.
This is
we have two
excellent.
And a half seasons of the show left, and then we can
yeah.
just do that.
That's
so
right.
Everybody get ready.
Get
yeah,
ready.
For that.
This
year
is,
later.
You get ready to pitch us ideas for what you want to listen to us do next.
My motherboard, myself.
Boom. So here you go. We know you're getting some good tech shit in here, and I'm very excited
Open
about it.
Open on Carrie, straight one out of New Zealand.
One frazzled Friday. She's literally wearing hot pants and a weird tube top. She needs to. I can't, the newsboy caps hat. Just gotta go. New they Zealand, gotta no. go.
Go away.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Take that uptown.
That's a boner killer.
Right there. Exactly. Yeah. Can you imagine?
On any gender. Any gender.
I know
except
someone
except for kindly old Irishmen.
Of course.
One thing. Yeah. So the four of them are out power and lunches. About power lunching.
What do you think this comment about, like,
they all have like baguettes tucked under their arms. Yeah. What is
Charlotte that? Made them all sandwiches.
Wait, what were you going to say?
Oh no, I was going to say there's this line where they're like, remember before the recession when we had a table? And I'm like, yeah, what is that about? Like, you know what I think? Talking about it out loud, this is like therapy. I'm understanding more like what actually probably happened, which is that for some reason to get the shot, they couldn't have a table, or like the DP was like, oh, like no, because we need to be able to see this, so no table. And so they were like, okay, let's just add in a line where we say, remember before the recession.
Yeah, but I think also they like are always seen at this diner, and in this version they have brought their lunches, and so they don't have time to necessarily sit down for lunch. They're all working.
I was that's what I was gonna say. They're clearly tables around them.
Well, it's a busy. Everybody's coming to Bryant Park to have lunch. They didn't have tables.
Right. You are right though. They're set up in like an. They're not even set up facing each other really. Like they're set up kind of in this light.
Yeah. Either way.
Oh no, they are.
Yeah,
there's a bucket hat happening
with like weird pink patterns on it.
That's like from the Gap.
Definitely. Gap. Some wedges sandals are happening.
I loved Charlotte's style in this episode.
So
she's wearing the same thing like the whole episode, and I'm like, how much time has passed? It's very confusing. Yeah.
Carrie goes through her bag, and as she's doing it, Miranda pulls out her keys, and she's like, why do you have 10 million keys on here? And she's like, well, I need 7 of them just to get in Aiden's front door.
We're like, ooh, you have keys to your booth.
And she's like, well, yeah, and he only needs 2 to get into
mine. I'm just trying to think about 7. There must be a gate, a front door, a second front door.
Like in mine. Like 2 front doors, and then
three locks.
No,
because I feel like the implication...
early on, I feel like she goes over there when Pete's there once or twice.
Oh, but she says she always makes him come to my apartment, which I'm like, what about the dog?
Right.
Oh,
so that's made me think of that too. I was like, where does Pete go? Poor Pete. Ostensibly before the like landlord took care of the dog, but like, can you imagine a world in which your landlord was like, yeah, go sleep with your girlfriend, I'll take care of your dog.
It's Aiden's world.
Yeah.
Aiden's world.
We're all just living in it. So... Samantha has bought this like sex position pamphlet with like 1,000 positions off a guy on the street. She's like $1.50. Love this city.
She's like, let me establish myself as someone obsessed with sex.
So, which is still her only personality. We are now into season 4, and there has been one relationship that lasted 3 episodes, and I'm so bored. I'm so bored for her.
It's coming.
I know, but I'm also. I have thought a lot about if I were Kim Cattrall, I would also be bitter as fuck retrospectively about this, because what like uninteresting, belittling work in the context of the show.
And I just like in the context of their feud, which we now know about it, like.
She got nothing for years, and
scene, but then
and Sarah Jessica Parker gets to be, you know, Carrie forever, this like icon,
and all these
has nothing.
But she's an icon in her own right.
I just get the bitterness. Well, no, it's great. I think it makes her interesting.
The writing
listening.
Of her character is so. It's like if you I can
did
imagine.
This season after season as an actress, I would be.
I just was like, I was really imagining being her and just being like, this is, I mean,
and I think she like considers herself like an actress, right. And I think she is. She's a stunning actress.
She's the best actress.
Well, and when they're goofy, it's one thing too, where you're like, okay, this is just another goofy thing. One is interesting though, because I was I don't know. It's weird.
Well, I will pause it and we'll get there, but I think. We'll get there. Okay. We'll pause it.
And then you will pause it. A nice point.
I love a good wordplay. I love pausing. Okay, so...
So they go through a bunch of the... They go through a bunch of the sex stages, and then Samantha is like... There's like, I know who I can try these out with. And she's like, well, there's
she's
this rubber band wrestler coach guy that she's exactly fucking
around. Carrie comes
with.
Home to her apartment. Aiden is listening to Copacabana and making fajitas.
Her first response is, you're fucking up my kitchen, basically.
Yeah.
She doesn't even
And
pause.
Then she's like, oh, fajitas.
And then she kisses him.
She's like, I love fajitas. And he like introduces her to the George Foreman. It's a very funny bit.
It's a cute little. That's all they have. bits.
It's like hands in pants, and then there's like, forget the fajitas, let's fuck.
Also, let's just let the food burn. Fajita?
Yeah, that drove me insane.
Who makes fajitas on a George Foreman? Is that what we were just going to say?
Yeah, it makes no sense. Yeah, and also,
of all foods to make on a George Foreman.
This, how he's putting, okay, he's putting the peppers, audience, on this frying pan.
Yeah.
And there's like, yeah, on the George, and there's just like raw,
there's nothing happening. Green peppers. Exactly. There's, it's like her toasting the bread last time and not turning it on.
Also, the onions, sorry, I won't, I mean, the
it's
onions.
Okay, it's a literal huge pile of green peppers. And then there's like, you're like not going to.
Already cooked onions under it. And I'm like, that's not how you should do that. The peppers and the onions are going to.
No wonder he's giving up because he realizes he has no idea what he's doing.
Aiden.
So Carrie then is like working away on her laptop, and Aiden comes over and is reading and he like over her shoulder.
He like intercepts the voiceover, and I'm like, get away from
it's
her.
It's so weird. Exactly. Don't read over her shoulder. Yeah. So close.
Aiden is totally one of those guys that like, he would do the thing where he like jumps out at you to like scare you when you come home and be like, oh, I totally got
you. And then
you.
He would like pick you up and be like,
yeah, and be like, oh, babe, it's okay. And it's, you're like, okay.
Okay. Or like do some kind of like mean prank or like get, you know, like get you wet or do something. And it's like, can't you take it? Yeah, exactly.
Why are you upset, Jujubee?
Yeah, exactly. People like that. Sorry, I'll just be specific. Men like that, and also men specifically who do really dangerous things because they think it's funny. Nothing makes me crazier because than that. Like, I have no interest in like I don't want friends like that. Mm-hmm. I don't want romantic partners like that. I don't
totally.
Want.
And it's like,
I hate that.
They like, you ain't never had a friend like me, and I'm like, yeah, and I won't.
Exactly, and I'm not talking like jump out of a plane. Like if you have the opportunity and feel down for it, cool. Like standing on ledges or like pushing people or, oh God, I hate
like
it so much.
The like jump out at you thing. Yeah. Like boyfriends.
It's like
that
you,
do that.
You want to make me scared.
Yeah, you want to scare me.
It's
like, you
funny to you
me
that I feel bad. Yeah, exactly.
But what they don't know is that I will punch them.
Yes.
Will hurt.
Yes.
And they'll be like, oh, my pride and my stomach. Totally. And I'll be like,
or
don't
like, you bitch. And you're
me.
Like, sorry, you asked for it 100%.
One time, my friend, who,
that happens in The Descent, by the way. Somebody comes up,
oh my
else,
God,
and then she stabs her. And she's and like, when we were talking about it in our musical recording, we were like, honestly, she was asking for it. Like, don't come up.
I was at 100. I had presence. Gotten off the train, and our my friend Ryan came up behind me to like say hi to me, and
no.
I was like,
you elbowed him. Incredible.
That's yeah, because well, like
that would probably be my instinct too. Honestly, a good elbow.
Oh,
when you're being
guys.
Grabbed
I
from behind.
Hope that would be my instinct.
I don't know.
And then we left, but.
And then we left.
So Carrie's MacBook
shows
bomb.
A bomb. It says, sorry, an error has occurred. Because she turns
and
around to kiss Aiden.
Yeah.
And then she comes back and she does that. She's like, come on, what is happening?
And she's
freaking
like
out and
so
pounding.
So this scenario, I am like Carrie.
Oh,
where
100%.
I'm like, I'm in a crisis. And what are you going to do? Try to man fix this
yeah,
for me?
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Get away from me. Let me do it. Because he comes over.
Well,
and
he does. He like
touching
he like starts trying to fix it for her. He control alt deletes.
And
then
it
goes.
Max.
And then it goes sad,
that's
Mac. Exactly.
That's like acting Sarah Jessica Parker.
So he has made it worse.
I mean, she's got her moments. This is a
she
great scene.
She really
her.
Can't believe it.
It blacks
and she's,
out.
Yeah.
Aiden right. is like, okay, where's the manual? And she's like, I got rid of it.
Have you ever kept a manual in your entire life?
No.
Never.
But of course, okay, wait, what's the thing you guys say?
Ploppable.
Uh-huh.
That is something that is not, right? Because it's
yeah.
like, then it's like, what we would do is we just like, it's like you don't need a manual because you like have, you know, whatever, your phone or something.
Or yeah, you
we have
Google
the tiny
it somewhere
internet.
Else.
And the tiny
yeah.
computer on your
exactly.
phone.
Exactly. I close the big computer
and
the big internet and then I have the little internet.
This computer plotline is so
And
intense.
She's like, Aiden, please stop touching it. And it's like clearly driving her crazy because he's just.
Well, he also, but he is doing this super annoying man thing where he's like, well, just let me try the things. And he's touching
yeah.
and banging around. So they go to a.
This is also me. He's yeah. like there. She's obviously so tense and he's like trying to rub her shoulders. She's like, stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Me.
Well, at a certain
the
point, you want a little. A little
yeah, yes. no, that's true. I've definitely
space
been there.
A little. Yeah, mm-hmm. no, I get that way too. Well, when mm-hmm. I get snappy, then I'm in snappy mode. Like,
totally,
you're not going to
totally.
Get me out of yeah. it by like doing all the things that are annoying.
Yeah,
I'm honestly
until,
surprised
yeah.
that she brought.
Him with her. Well, I think he probably was just there and like insisted he'd come.
So they go to basically like the geek squad.
But this is what's so dysfunctional about the relationship, too.
It's like, so like princess in a tower savior mentality.
Yeah.
Which she doesn't actually like or want. And it's like, why are you into this?
And it's like, he like is like this great guy on the surface, but it's like, why are you with this person that you clearly don't trust?
Yeah. Just before we dive into this scene, fun fact, Cecily and I were at a party together like a month ago. And it was honoring our friend Kimberly whose birthday it is at this moment.
Incredible. It's all happening.
I'm going to text her after this.
Amazon Prime, thank you. Asif Mandvi, who's playing this Geek Squad,
was in Disgrace.
Was in Disgrace that Kimberly directed.
And he's now like a
huge, I was going to say, he's like a huge, I don't think people probably will recognize his name, but if you saw him.
He just has a Netflix comedy special. Now.
Yeah, he's a comedian and he, what was the one that you just said?
Daily Show correspondent.
That's definitely where I knew him.
He spoke at this event and we were like, I knew he looked familiar and Cecilia brought it up when I saw him today.
No, because I was watching this and.
He also, though, looks like he does today, which is insane. Like he looks exactly like he hasn't really aged in 20 years.
Well, he's like,
he's like a little, Brooke just did some like shoulder gesturing.
Like,
and see, I got
his
it.
Like shoulders, like,
he's pulled a Carrie Brownstein where he looks like, I'm not trying to offend you, Mr. She was like scrappy and she like looks like. Like
Lin-Manuel Miranda. Aging, like you go from like a newsboy cap.
Yeah. Literally. And just like even like her skin and like body and it's just like everything like is like looking better.
Yeah.
And it's just like that's success, baby.
Yeah, truly. Incredible.
You can afford to take also, care of your body.
Well, the other thing about Carrie though, I feel like is Slater Kinney. Like there's something she was ready for a little grunge town.
Oh yeah, she totally was. She totally was. But see this relationship, so they're in the store.
And
so she's
like, well, what happened? And she's like, he touched it. And he's like, okay, what did you do? And he goes, I control, alt, delete. And he goes to Dimitri, goes, well, that only works on PCs.
And then he straight up goes,
you're not compatible.
Which is just like such hilariously shoehorned writing because you would never, you wouldn't say that. You it might say like, me, that's not compatible.
It brings
or like,
me insurmountable joy that the Mac PC Mac non-Mac issue
is diagnosing their relationship
but also has been an issue
till as old as time
for 20 years.
It's
really true.
Oh yeah, green text.
Green text,
in your opinion, green text deal breaker or no?
Like big red flag.
See, red flag, but both of us are involved with green text right now.
No, I mean, it's like you just need to have a conversation.
I know, but here's the thing for me. I was a green text until a year and a half ago, so I can't really judge.
Yeah, yeah.
Not by choice, but by necessity.
No, I mean, I think that there's a lot of good reasons for it.
Just really throws off the whole aesthetic of everything I do on my phone, honestly. Totally. It just hurts my eyes a little bit. Doesn't look great.
It's so messed up how Apple has us, like, by the balls in our social lives. Because, like, I remember before I, like, caved and got a 6, which is, like, I liked the 5. Uh-huh. I just wanted to keep the 5. I was like, I don't need a phone. And then, like, all my friends, I would always just be getting these messages that's, like, Jocelyn loved a message like you're like, you know, what? Deirdre laughed at an image and I'm like, are you guys like, is this something,
are you texting me?
Also the emojis are a little bit different. Yeah. And I will say that the iPhone emojis are better
when you get those white squares. Oh, definitely. And you're like, take a screenshot of it, like when
I
you're
spent
dating
so long. Yeah, exactly. What do those emojis say show me the question mark box.
this is awkward to ask, but
are you angry with me or not, because I can't tell, because that could be a heart or it could be a frowny face, who knows. Samsung emojis are of the devil and I'll just leave it there. I had to use them for a long time. They're so weird and off, all of them.
There's like fucking llamas that just like, there's a whole series. I'm sorry. There's a whole
series. They've gotten cooler.
They're not
since
cool.
I had them.
No, no, no.
Sorry.
I would not describe these as cool.
I'm so sorry. They've gotten more expansive. Okay. Since
I'm gonna show you once we're done, I will show you. There's like a series of like you can make your face into a pizza. You can like there's like
what was that weird thing that Kevin with a Y was doing last time that drove me?
Oh, you can make GIFs of yourself. That it's so
strange.
Horrible, but not like real GIFs, just like these weird images. I hated it. I hated every minute of it. It's
also what's this? Okay, sorry. No, I want to do visual stuff. Like this text surf place fascinates me because I think
it looks like the back room of a bookstore or
and
something.
And it's like it's just so.
I wonder
like,
if they kind of faked it in a location to
I think they did.
I think they did too.
Airport card. I just like
so he's basically like. Yeah. you're fucked and I have to keep the computer here. And that, and she explains to him that she got the sad Mac.
Yeah.
And she even says, like, you know, crossed out eyes and frowning and his tongue out. And Aine's like, his tongue wasn't out. She's like, it's just, it's just like, you are being so fucking unhelpful, dude.
And
what's his face is like, what's his, Dimitri. Dimitri says, you're going to have to leave this here for a little bit, basically.
Oh my God. I just also like,
it's, oh, no, no. Moment. He says, that's probably your motherboard. Here we get the title of the episode coming into play. Right. And she's going to have to leave it there.
Wow, her makeup looks amazing.
Yeah, she looks stunning.
She looks really great in this scene.
She's down to only one horseshoe instead of the three necklaces at once.
Yeah, is that like a Tiffany's?
Probably.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. This look.
So Carrie calls Miranda and is like, I'm freaking out about my computer. Bleep, 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 bleep.
Which, and Miranda picks up from somewhere we don't recognize.
Wait, yeah, hang on. I have a quick. Oh, uh-huh. She's on a cell phone. She's on a cell phone.
Okay, no. She has, there's a landline. And
she sort of looks like she could be in an airport. It's definitely got like sterile vibes.
Yeah.
She says pretty quickly after Carrie explains her situation, she's like, I'm so sorry. And Carrie's like, wait, where are you? It sounds like you're in an airport or something.
She's like, I'm in the hospital in Philadelphia. My mom had a heart attack.
And but so basically she'd gotten on the plane. Yeah. Or she'd gotten on a train to Philly, and then when she'd gotten there, she didn't realize how serious it was, so she's in the hospital now, and which is why she hadn't told Carrie.
This interaction is super interesting, especially coming off the last episode, where like Miranda threw her neck out, and Carrie sent Aiden. And now Carrie's like, I can't believe you let me talk about my dumb computer when your mom is at a heart. It's like, all of a sudden, this is like Carrie's being all like the best friend in the world.
Yeah.
Well,
this woman isn't everything, and she said I've been to a lot of parties with her.
Well, really? They like kind of talked about it at the end of the last episode, and Carrie was like, I'll never do that again. B, I mean, her mom had a heart attack, which is one of those like, holy shit. I would also be like, why didn't you stop me? Like, that you should have led with that.
I was like, also at first, it's like, I do think it's an interesting callback because like, obviously the show constantly like humiliates Miranda and puts her in these situations where it's like, come on, writers, come on, guys. And it, you know, I feel like it's the same in a different way for him and her and Kim Cattrall, but you know, one of the things
is that, like, hers are meatier, though. Hers are more interesting.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And I think that Miranda and Carrie have this, like, codependent relationship, but that is, like, always Carrie just being like, listen to my, like, typical Carrie problem that I'm just going to have, like, over and over and over again for my entire life.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, panicking and need you. And then Miranda's like, real shit. And Carrie's like, oh, I guess that matters too.
Interesting.
Like, obviously
Miranda kind of keeps her grounded. Well,
it
follows a little bit that like Miranda's always the one who's like calls her on her shit too, because she's the one who sees
and
Carrie's patterns
like,
exposed to her most.
I have a real problem in my life. Like, I broke my neck.
But I also understand the Miranda aspect of it where it's like, I don't know.
Where do you even begin when you have to like call someone and be like,
but also like, I was in a situation where I was like, when like things were like really like that bad, and you're just like, I want to hear about
anything else. Happy to be distracted.
Like,
yeah,
so true.
Like, if something like,
oh my God, you're so right.
Like if your best friend calls and you're like, yes, distract me, let's go.
You're so right.
And like, it's different because Carrie doesn't know. It's not like Carrie, you know, if Carrie had known beforehand and then did this, but it's like Carrie's calling
her
best friend.
Point.
And then I think, and that comes up, I think. Yeah. I had a moment watching this. I'll get there.
Well, it's, because Carrie does have I think, valid moment of like, why didn't you tell me earlier?
Yeah.
And Miranda's like, well, I just didn't know it was going to be this serious and I didn't, and you know, all of this.
It's like if you're feeling really shitty and then somebody else is like complaining about, like, this happened to me yesterday actually with a friend where I was like, I was just like having a bad day and I was just like da, 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 da. Like, you know, it was kind of a Carrie problem, to be honest, and but I was really freaked out about it, and then he was like talking about something with his boyfriend that was like truly crazy shit where I was like,
puts things into perspective.
There was like, you know,
well, it's like, I think the
legal implications of it, and I was like, okay.
Well, whenever I have a problem, and I definitely, when I am in a, like, any sort of emotional distress, I carry out as well, and I know that I do, and I am very self-aware about it, and I'm very nervous about people having this response to me that you are having to her, but I think that like,
yeah, I get that too.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, the genius of Carrie and why I think she's relatable is that, like, yes, you are a Carrie, but inherently Carrie is also like the blank slate you're supposed to relate to a little bit.
Because and so she's for, you know, I have this whole theory that this whole show is actually one person, and that the three of them are actually the id, ego, and super ego to carry, like,
sure, like entity. House. Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense.
Because if you think about it, the Charlotte, Miranda, and Samantha are all put together.
They're all extremes,
sort of make
and Carrie's kind of actually a, just a neurotic.
Yeah,
blank
they're kind
slate.
Of caricatures. Yeah, so, yeah.
So it kind of makes sense, but
oh my god,
you guys, I forgot what I was saying.
Okay, wait. Can I say I'll something about the out. Next scene, which is like we're back with Charlotte and she's doing
she's
lighting.
Ovulating and decorating.
But this is where like I actually switches. Do. I know earlier we were saying like Charlotte's the one that's not with ploppable.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god! And this part I actually do like where like what she goes into when she's like when once she finds out about Miranda's mm-hmm. mom, it's like
yeah, we'll
that
get
is
relatable. There. We'll get there.
Yeah.
Well, they all respond.
So she's
to,
like basically just this stay-at-home, not even mom yet.
Yeah, she's right, decorating. Right, Samantha right. Is trying out all these sex positions.
This Samantha and her wrestler guy, instead of just having sex, they'll like do wrestling moves until she has an orgasm. So the phone rings at 3 a.m. and Carrie picks up and Miranda is in the hospital
and
calling from a payphone now.
Cynthia Nixon is just
so gorgeous.
A beautiful
she's,
actress.
She's like she's crying. So she's been crying, but not anymore. I mean, she's
so
just,
good in this scene.
And her
honestly.
Mom, so she, her mom
this is very
away.
Sad. So yeah. Basically the nurses like insist that they should all leave and go get some rest. And they none of them want to. None of the family want to. And they're like, she's stable. It's fine. And then while they're gone, her mom dies.
Yeah.
And Carrie feels this like super viscerally like yeah. I think that Carrie is like a super empath whereas like
right.
like she
yeah.
like takes this in a way that I'm like Carrie's gonna make this about her but what,
well,
but what
I
we
can
don't
see that
know,
a little bit
but what we don't know about what and it's something I've been like questioning throughout this episode with the two of them is how long they've been friends and like presumably based on this interaction because Miranda only calls Carrie about this.
Yeah,
that
she doesn't call
Carrie
the others.
Carrie has a relationship with Miranda's mother.
Or at least knows the history of it intimately.
Right.
Miranda also makes a quip at one point when she's first there where she's like, she did my mom, she being my
she
mom, she did wake
lipstick.
Up long enough to like make a
yeah.
quip about my lipstick.
Yeah.
So like, which is also interesting because like, we don't know anything about their relationships to people except romantically and to each other. We don't know anything about siblings, really. Like they've been sort of introduced. We don't really know about parents. Like we don't,
yeah,
except
totally.
Honestly, of the outer characters, we know more parents mm-hmm. of those. And I'm like, that's a fundamental part of...
Like, what's his name? The one that she loves his mom?
Mm-hmm,
right
mm-hmm.
It doesn't...
The Jewish
the
mom,
yeah. The one who can't
yeah.
keep it up, but is yes. like, has a great family.
So she's like, please, you don't have to come. I'm just going
to... To the funeral. So Miranda on the phone is saying, you don't have to come to the funeral. It's on Tuesday. But don't do anything, basically, because Carrie
so
says, like, what can I do? And
yeah.
But I think I'm the same. I'm like, I want to talk to you, I guess, but I... You can't do anything like my mom's dead. You know, whenever something of even fractionally that big happens, I'm like, I just have to put my head down and get through this.
Yeah. Yeah. When I saw this scene, I wondered if she was like mad at her, but I think that she's just like.
I think she's just really overwhelmed.
And Aiden is immediately
yeah.
like, baby. And Carrie, but Carrie, this again, uh-huh. I'm like Carrie.
Carrie's
I'm like,
get away.
Get away.
This,
yeah.
this scene, this, and all, this
it
episode.
It depends though. Mm-hmm. If I'm like irritable or sad and.
If something hits me like this,
yes.
like something so, like if I'm
right.
so sad,
right.
the last thing I want is some, like sometimes somebody I want someone
yourself.
Just sitting with me.
Yes, mm-hmm. yeah.
But I'm like, you can't touch
don't
me.
Like,
you're
yeah.
not going to make this
snuggle
better.
Me
you're
better.
Like, Aiden, you can't fix
wait,
this.
Wait, this is kind of my favorite. Like
this
scene is insane. Sorry.
So it's very weird because.
Well, so Carrie, first of all, when she tells Aiden what happens, Aiden says, when's the funeral? I'd like to go. And Carrie pretends like she doesn't know, even though we've just heard Miranda tell her when, which
oh,
is
yeah,
interesting.
Right.
Not only that, she goes into the bathroom to escape. So what Brooke was saying that she related to is that Carrie gets up away from Aiden so he can't touch her and goes into the bathroom and she turns the bathtub on. So he like thinks she's taking a bath and she just like sits there alone.
So then we get to the diner.
Oh, sorry. Can I say one more thing too?
Of course.
Aside from just the probability that Carrie like had a relationship with her parents, there's also, I think, just that like gut punch of like when something terrible happens to someone you love.
Totally.
I think maybe just the idea of like
of
your
course.
Best friend's mom dying and what it means for Miranda might be also what's taking Carrie out.
Definitely.
So I think it's interesting that it is on Carrie to tell Charlotte and Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
And so this whole scene, so basically the Carrie goes to the diner and like has to tell Charlotte and Samantha.
They're like, where have you been? Where is Miranda?
And she's like, her mom died. And Charlotte immediately goes into like waspy, like
let me manage
what can
this.
I
funeral
get?
Arrangements.
What do, I do?
What do we buy?
And
Carrie
so,
also
yeah.
says, Carrie says, her mom died of a heart attack. And Charlotte says, she wasn't even sick. And I was like, Charlotte, that's not how heart attacks work.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, like
if it seems like it was sudden.
You can, but most many heart attacks are surprises.
And Samantha shuts down.
This is what when she's gets like me, non-human demon.
This
vibe.
Is never explained, it's never explained properly, and I was so ready for it totally to agree. Be interesting.
I think that it is explained maybe in the next episode. I distinctly remember a scene where Samantha like has like a moment.
Look at it, like
she fully shuts down. She's acting it, and my instinct is like it's something about death. It's something about her being old, maybe, or death that she's experienced in her life.
I do, because we've had like hints of Samantha's like inner demons.
Right.
My whole thing about this scene is I was like, my initial response was
crying.
Ugh, Carrie's making this about herself.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this is actually like a very interesting perspective on this situation where like it is difficult. Like I'm worried about how this is going to sound, but like that moment when you like have to be there for someone going through something so terrible, and like I was like, oh, Carrie, do you really need someone to take care of you when you need to take care of Miranda? But like
that is
I have something
works
to say about this actually. So yeah. I've been thinking about this a lot because I read recently. So it's called like the circles of grief or something like this. So the idea is if you or someone you know, like going through an illness or a terrible accident or something happens, the person who it's happening to goes at the very beginning. Uh-huh. Their immediate family and everyone around them goes in the outer circle. And then you slowly make these rings of people who are further from the situation. Yeah. And the rule is you always dump outward. And this is where people often make the mistake with people who are grieving is you dump inward on people who are closer to the situation, which is not, of course, helpful at all. So you always, but the point is, even if you're like a secondary person, you have to have support for it. You have to have someone you can dump outward on.
I was having a difficult time when my brother was going through the cancer thing, being like, I'm feeling guilty about how like upset I am about this, even though it makes
total sense that you would be. Yeah.
That I was, but like it was so much about like what he was experienced doing his, because that obvious, but that's exactly what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And like I had a hard time like reaching out to people for helping me because I didn't think
felt guilty kind of.
Yeah.
But like you have to because like clearly Carrie's still being affected by this. Mm. The thing is, I think we're just trained to be like Carrie.
Yeah.
It's always about
you.
Well,
as I watched it, I was like, oh no, this makes total sense.
Yeah.
So Charlotte goes and is like ordering flowers.
I think
that's
why this is such a compelling episode is because we are dealing with something real. This like grief and this, it's not like an anonymous, like it's not the date that dies where she goes to the funeral. It's not like this is personal and real in a way that's so much.
I agree with you that I like did want to see what happens next because of like what happens is like, you know, Carrie's like empathing out and Charlotte's just like managing out and then
Samantha
just like avoidant.
And it would be weird, I think, and I don't remember, but I feel like it would be weird for like us to go to the next episode and like for Miranda not to still be dealing with this.
Yeah, surely.
Yeah,
unless there was a significant time jump.
So Carrie narrates and Samantha's like talks to Charlotte on the phone.
Charlotte's kind of like managing Samantha through this because Samantha isn't responding.
And is like surprised that they have to go to the funeral and Carrie narrates about how some people have trouble reaching out during times of grief and how Samantha was not
one of those people.
And so she calls her fuck boy and they have sex, but she cannot orgasm.
And they do this like excruciating like series of.
That scene is terrible to me.
Excruciating series of her being like, one more second, one more second, one more second, one more second. And they try a bunch of different positions.
Like really ridiculous.
She is like really.
And eventually he's like, I gotta go bye.
Yeah.
He leaves.
He's like, I have to pick up my dry cleaning.
Charlotte also has picked up this habit of talking into like a tiny earpiece with it's very
so
like
good on her.
Earbuds of the 2000s.
But also, like, is this the same day?
I think so, because she was in there earlier when she was talking to Samantha.
Really, yeah.
And then they came and met her back.
Wait, is
Samantha?
Samantha
says, I've been, for the last 2 hours, she's like, I've been. So they're like, Samantha, why are you so upset?
Do you see what's happening with Samantha's underwear?
It's very strange.
Sorry. Yeah. Just saying. Her, like,
I think she literally. Like, look at her hair, you know, meant to look like she just spent 2 hours fruitlessly fucking, I think.
And Samantha's like,
I've lost my orgasm. Carrie says, in the cab? Mm-hmm. She's like, basically, like, I just spent 2 hours, like, trying to, you know. And then they're like, well, obviously, that no one orgasms all the time. Like, you take some losses. And Samantha's like, I do not take losses.
Right. She looks amazing also, like for all her underwear showing stuff.
Truly, she does.
Actually,
she
everyone's pink. Outfit in this scene is fabulous.
Yeah, well, Carrie's got a real pearl thing happening.
Mm-hmm. It's either pearls or horseshoes.
So then they're like, okay, let's trace this back and see if we can figure out how you missed your orgasm. Were you on top? And she said, she's like, no. And they're like, wait a minute. You mean you can have orgasms when you're not on top? I love how... In some ways, they, like, are being so radical in this talking about totally. How, like, some women don't have orgasms. And at the same time, this, like, assumption that, like, you're either in this camp or you're fully in this camp.
Also, like, you've never – ah, there's just so much
– like, this show is so sex phobic.
Yeah.
It's, like
– weirdly, for how positive it is, it's kind of
– It's like, well, you're not going to pee on me, are you? Yeah, right. And it's just, like, I mean, that's not that – weird.
No, like, in the scope of like kinks in the world today, certainly not. People have been peeing on each other for pleasure for way longer than we can imagine. Way and before Donald Trump was born.
Gross.
So
and then like Charlotte's like, oh.
Well, Samantha's like, I'm going to get it back. You know, I have to get it back. And Charlotte's like, well, you definitely will. Oh, except I read this article about this woman who used to have so many orgasms, all these orgasms. And one day it just stopped and she never got them back. It was like she'd used them all up. And Samantha's like, that's the meanest thing you've ever said to me.
Yeah. Which like I kind of get.
It is.
So yeah. For Samantha, it's really not something supportive. She wants it's to hear. Supportive. So Miranda's bra shopping because she realizes with the black dress that she's going to get for the funeral, she needs a black bra. And this very aggressive your mother.
My mother?
Yes.
My mom is way cuter than this
She's
woman.
Way cuter. It's just like essence is a little bit the same. Like the a hair, little bit the same the glasses hair. And the hair. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And just like
very. My mom is tinier than that.
She's way tinier. Your mom's way tinier and cuter. But essence wise and this woman being like helpful and lovely
Well,
also.
The whole point is that she's supposed to remind you of whether or not it's my mother is up to you.
And she just like. Miranda doesn't want help and she's like, I'm a 36A, I always have been. And this woman's like, actually, you're 34B. Yeah. And then she comes into the changing room, which Carrie narrates over the top is something that Miranda's like never into. She doesn't, since she's been like 14, she will not have people in the changing room with her. And this woman just comes in, she's like, but the new size. Mm-hmm. And she starts trying to adjust the bra straps. And Miranda kind of loses it at her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She apologizes.
She yells because she likes, and then because she realizes she'll never have a fight with her mother like this again.
Yeah.
Which, like, was that I've been in the dressing room and I've had this fight with my mom.
Oh, I've had many dressing room fights with my mom. Jesus. Yeah.
And
the woman, Miranda like, gives
has
her a
this
hug
woman.
And, her bra.
And then she's like,
so cute,
and Cynthia Miranda goes, well, this is a perfect bra.
Honestly, it looks great on her.
It does
well,
look great.
She's also so cute. She has a breakdown and she explains to the woman. She's like,
she's
I'm sorry, it's not about you.
36A, and she is obviously not a 36 around
Don't
her
you
body.
Guys feel like 34B is like, well, maybe not, but I feel like a lot of people's bra size is 34B.
I'm a 32F.
Mine was
F,
sort of
so.
30.
Yeah, no, I was thinking that.
I've
I was
also
like,
heard.
Oh, Brooke has big boobs.
Yeah.
I sure do. Yeah.
But, like, I don't think I've ever been properly measured.
I want to take you to Journelle, and we don't even have to buy anything.
I got measured, and I'm a 34B.
32F.
Well, I've been various things, but I'm, like, really an in-between.
I just have a really small.
You have
like
a tiny
rib
cage
tiny
and big boobs.
Very tiny rib and tiny waist. Like, I would have done great in, like, Marie Antoinette time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I would have been the fucking woman.
You would have
needed
no push-up bra for that. Just straight
up. I was
putting
in a corset with my boobs and my butt. Like, I would have been.
Yeah.
It's
fucking
over.
Unstop- like,
it's
let
over.
Them eat cake, honey.
Yeah.
But today I'm just like.
Oh, my God. This was so intense. So
and my walking stick of a body has only been sexy in this time and age. So you win for all of history.
I'm sexy in my own right.
Yeah, you fucking are. Obviously.
Thank you.
At least no one's dating Aiden.
So Aiden shows up at her door, her being Carrie's, with a brand new Mac top lap.
Why did she say that's a very
Mac top
with
laptop.
A brand new Mac top lap.
Mac top lap. And he's like, he also got her a disk drive or the equivalent of, it's like a big backup. Because, so the other thing is, everyone in Carrie's life, we didn't talk about this earlier, is like, you have backups of everything, right? And Carrie's like,
so funny.
How the fuck does everyone know about backing things up?
Yeah,
she's when she calls Miranda, Miranda says to her, did you
like,
have anything backed up?
When's the last time you backed up?
And Carrie's like, you have never once used the phrase backing up with me before now. Like, and suddenly everyone's just been running home to back their work up at night. So Aiden's doing this thing that ostensibly is a nice idea. That he definitely thinks is a nice idea.
I mean, it is. I don't. I actually don't understand her reaction.
Well, I agree.
How about
Well,
yeah. So he, there's a handle on the laptop,
no, and he's like, it's like a purse.
She also says that would be an expensive purse, and I'm like, as if you don't drop hundreds of dollars on purses anyway.
Kay's spending habits.
They're terrible.
And yeah.
My reaction to this, I think, would be mortification of the other kind, which would be, you can't spend this kind of money on me. I like can't handle that.
The age old sex.
I realized I like do not think I would be able to have a sugar daddy as much as the idea. I've been, you know, thinking about what that would mean. I literally don't think I could, because I, especially having grown up not really having money and everything that means, I like can't really take. I'll accept gifts, but if someone were to like fucking buy me a laptop,
I'm gonna change
my mind actually, and just say really fast.
My privilege of being like, you shouldn't have.
I just want to say really fast, sugar daddy, I actually don't think I would feel guilty about. If I was in a committed relationship with someone who did this, I think I would feel weirder about it.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
No, I get what you're saying.
Unless it was like a birth, like a gift.
Or, well, right.
But even like $1,000 laptop, I would.
If someone bought that for me, unless I knew they had no problem with money. Okay.
But I think even so.
But like, we don't date those people.
No, exactly.
And Aiden is not that person.
No, he's not.
If Big got her I would be like,
do you know what this is? This is the opposite of how Steve reacted to Miranda buying him the suit. And she's not angry with him. I would probably react more along what Steve, the lines of what Steve does. So when Miranda gets in the suit, he's like so uncomfortable
by it. Do you
think
that's a gender thing?
In Steve's case, yes, it is.
Mad at her. He's like uncomfortable.
No, not
he's like,
Carrie's not mad at Aiden.
I think she is though, isn't she?
She just says it's a making.
You're right that she is. Sorry,
she totally is. But she's looking at her. She's but like, I think fuck
it's
you.
But it's different than what I'm saying, which is that like I would feel uncomfortable that you'd done the thing for me. The money wise,
Carrie,
it's like she's so fiercely independent. She literally like did not want him to have done this for her, I think.
Because she
says to him, I've done everything for myself for so long.
But you guys, this is also obviously about her and Big.
I know,
she says,
God.
Like the writers couldn't make it more obvious. She goes, I'm not ready for a new laptop. I'm still waiting to hear back about my old one. And it's just like, okay.
The writing is a little unsettled
at times.
It's a
little on the
But
nose.
I also understand being really attached to a laptop.
Yeah. Well, sure. And what she does say to him too is my whole life is on there. And I think, here's the thing. If Aiden had waited until he'd heard about the computer and then bought her a new one, that might be different. I think Carrie's thing, you're right, that it's very unsettled.
No, but he's rushing her into the relationship and he's rushing her into
But also,
the
if her
laptop.
Computer's okay.
But she's not rushing her into the relationship anymore. She begged him
she
to
begged
be in
him
a relationship
to be back.
With her.
You're right. Well, Carrie's annoyed.
But that's true. But if she gets the other computer and it's fine, then like what... Why, like, he will have bought her this new computer for no reason. You know, it's like he should have at least maybe waited.
I guess. I don't know. I thought her reaction was totally shitty, personally.
Yeah, she's not grateful at all. She's not, which I would be. I would be grateful mixed with. Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
But you'd be like, oh, like, maybe you'd be like, hey, like, do you have the receipt, though? Because, I don't know. I have, like, fucking manners. Sometimes Carrie just acts like a goddamn.
So then we have this really frustrating montage of Samantha masturbating
all day. All over the place.
Charlotte calls her. I will say that the first time I ever masturbated was with my shower head. And so I really appreciated that the bath was, like, a choice that
she like, tries to. Yeah. She starts with the bathtub where you do the thing. Shower, yes, I did a shower head. But also the bath.
The thing with the bath.
See, it's very, like, Meg Cabot. If you ever read, like, Meg Cabot, like.
Isn't it the same thing? It's sort of like shower head bath.
Well, it depends. Think about when you turn a shower on, and before you've done the shower part, when it's just coming out of the bath, there's so much water pressure right there.
I had one of those shower heads,
and so you could get close, which is good. And it could adjust the good times.
Vibrating.
Samantha.
Sorry, Dad.
This is so good. Sorry, I just really want to get to that. But I also want to say something about like Samantha's sex toy collection, which is supposed to be like so out of control. And I'm like,
it's not interesting. It's just a bunch of dildos.
I'm in the market for a new vibrator. Can we go do that? Can that be my birthday thing, maybe?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. I'd love that.
You're
the second person who's asked
if
we could go buy sex toys together.
I don't have that many sex toys.
I only have one, and I've had it since 2010.
Oh, you're going to be so excited about what's out
there. There's so many good ones.
But I've never seen what she has on that. So she uses like
a back massager.
One of those like classic.
Like, what are those called?
Wands
the,
or whatever.
Yeah, the wands, magic wands.
But she has like a thing, like an extension on it that's like a dildo. I've never seen that before in my life. It was very. Anyway, Samantha just like her sex toy collection made me sad because it was like, oh, like, look how much of a crazy freak Samantha is. And I'm like, oh, these are all just, like, really basic.
Dildos. Like, but it's also, yeah. So Carrie gets her, like, goes back to the tech place and he's like, well, this is what we recovered. And it's, like, webdings with, like the skeleton of an article.
I will tell you guys that I paused this so I could read this text. Uh-huh. And it's so
funny. It's like windings and like, yeah, please
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
As much as you can get out of there.
I'm a former poet. So for Brooklyn lovers, nothing was more satisfying than seeing. We also then it's like webding. The man that you love, webding. I looked around. At the right place, webding, in the wrong time. It's like, these are full sentences.
It's like her work isn't bad. There's just ridiculous stuff in the middle of it.
What I wonder, to give Carrie the benefit of the doubt, I wonder, mm-hmm. I couldn't help but wonder if maybe it's...
Some of the webdings are just...
It's different. Different columns all squishy together because this is all that they could
maybe
salvage.
It just wasn't
try and salvage it all into like one thing
maybe
right.
It just wasn't meant to be. Was it fate forever watching for signs and signals pointing us in the wrong direction? Is there ever the right time to know? Maybe I'd never know. But is that the kind of information that passes between friends? Maybe some things are better left unsaid. And what are the rules for long term?
It is like a funny mashup. It's but the so funny thing funny. Is that like any comprehensible piece of text is like perfectly written and fully comprehensible, exactly. And then it's just like key smash
but
characters
that's why
in between.
It's so great to read out like, yeah. Like the writer is like somebody
sat
somebody
down
wrote
and faked
that.
They weren't just like make it all webdings. They were like
make it all webdings.
they were like
this episode is dedicated to webdings.
Uh-huh.
They were like, Jared, you majored in poetry. This is your moment.
The fake geek squad is called Geek Serve, which I'm pretty sure this existed before Geek Squad, and they
it
actually
makes
probably
me nostalgic for Chuck.
I love Chuck. Aww, and I miss it.
Me too.
That was like very beginning, I feel like, of us really being friends.
Chuck? No, it wasn't.
Was it last summer?
I didn't watch Chuck till the fall.
The fall was when we started being friends. Unless you mean a year ago fall.
Oh, I was like, we're not friends until fall of 2017.
No, but like September. Our first date was in late August.
Of 2016.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, I watched Chuck this year.
Not in 2018. You did not.
No, in 2017.
It was that recently? That's what I was saying. I thought it was 2 years ago.
No.
Okay.
I watched it like this fall.
This is a podcast about Chuck. Sorry. Okay.
Chuck Cast. Carrie looks beautiful.
Well, we say often.
She does.
It's not a podcast about friends.
I missed this when I watched it.
Then. Although I have to say, sorry, really fast. I just want to pause it because normally she looks exquisitely fine and everything's good. This is maybe not like a helpful thing. I mean, maybe this is just me being really petty. Well, yes, that, but also that. There's like so much happening in the push-up department that makes them look crazy.
But I also want to say
she doesn't need that.
No, she's
her
she's,
boobs look
do
a
you guys
little.
Think that she has like fake boobs?
No,
I think they're real. Animal. They're yeah. so nice.
Yeah.
So she calls Aiden after she's basically like freaked out. So Aiden brings her the purse. We forgot to put a button on this, which is that he basically freaks out when she's not grateful and like leaves her the receipt
and the keys to her apartment.
The keys
and
to her apartment.
Oh, and he does this fucking thing that I hate, where he goes, "Oh, the keys, so I can get into your front door. How do I get into here?" And he pokes her on the chest.
But he doesn't. Yeah, he like taps her shoulder awkwardly because Carrie's like. Like, stop trying to, like, fix things for, like, stop trying to help me, stop trying to, and he's
and
like, well, what can I do?
She makes a good point where she's like, I've taken care of myself for so long, mm-hmm. I don't need you to take care of me, which I'm like, yes, Carrie.
That's true, except, as Cecilia said, she backs it up by saying she's not actually afraid of not taking care of herself. Her whole thing is like, what's going to happen when you're not here anymore?
I also just think that Carrie, it's like, I guess she's always getting involved with these people, asking them to take care of her and asking them to commit to her. But like, I forgot that he left the keys there. And so she calls him here and she's like, I want to apologize.
She asks to reboot.
But I completely like missed the keys actually the first time. Like I was just like, oh, she's just calling him because she's calling mm-hmm. him. And now I see that this is part of their like destructive, like annoying relationship where it's like he plays like his queen.
You are in
and
your
she's,
30s.
Like, yeah. He's like, keys on the table. And she's like, oh, I'm going to respond to that. And he's like,
desperate. Yeah.
And it's just like, you guys.
Highs are high, lows are low. There's no happy middle ground.
And they still haven't discussed the fact that Big, like, was like that. It's like, you guys can just talk about the fact that, like, this awkward thing happened.
I've been thinking about last episode a lot.
they just haven't talked about it.
Well, here's the thing. So, yeah. So when he, or, I don't
know. Very frustrating.
Yeah. Last episode when he's basically like, I don't want you to see Big again. And she's like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If I were Aiden, I think
Aiden
would be.
Clearly has some issues.
I mean, Aiden has his own very deep passive aggressive stuff, and he should not be dating her for many reasons, clearly. But if I were him, that would have been an immediate deal breaker for me.
Oh my God. Yeah.
In that circumstance, in Aiden's actual circumstance, you will not see the guy who.
Well, he's some kind of glutton for punishment or something. Like, you know what I mean?
And I think he kind of likes, I think he likes the dynamic, and he likes having Carrie a little bit at his mercy too, because now he is in this pattern with her where he throws a sort of baby temper tantrum and she grovels.
Yeah. He is so that type. I bet. I mean, I'm not a big astrologer.
And then they probably just have sex and that's all he wants. So they go to the funeral. Samantha clearly doesn't want to be there. And when they all say hi to her, Carrie gives her a huge hug.
Carrie gives Miranda a huge hug.
Sorry, yeah. Carrie gives Miranda a huge hug. And Samantha literally says, you look great. And they're like, Samantha. And from afar, Charlotte has been ordering flowers and whatever. And they come and they're so
ugly. And she stops
Miranda's
sister and is like, did you get the flowers? She's like, oh, yeah, they're right there. And it's literally like 10 feet tall. It's so terrible.
It's so ugly and like full of glitter. And
Charlotte is so embarrassed.
Samantha's hair is a lot.
Samantha looks like she's out of My Cousin Vinny.
Exactly.
Like, she really, it's not her best look.
Miranda is having this moment too, as Miranda often does, where she's like, honestly, everybody is way more concerned about the fact that I do not have someone, a man, to walk down the aisle with, and that I'm going to have to like third wheel my sister and her husband, because we know
Miranda,
that's the real tragedy here, is being like a 35-year-old unmarried woman.
The thing is, like Samantha and Miranda now would so, like, they are the most aspirational. Mm-hmm. They are like, they are the women that like we would want to be.
Wait, I love this thought though, that I don't know if this is where you were taking it, but when you said this. Say we plop this show into 2018. Mm. I actually think Miranda and Samantha would be better friends.
Absolutely.
In their 2017, 2018 like, versions of each other.
Like, yeah, and it would be like, oh my God, Charlotte and Carrie are like comic foils where they're just oh, men, ah.
And they're the like power duo, one of whom is a little more sex driven and one of whom's the like,
it would be like a workplace comedy.
Also, Miranda would get to actually be queer.
Yeah.
Which I would love.
It's so,
of some kind, any kind.
Yeah.
This is just me fantasizing about this.
No, because
in 2018.
I do think that we project queerness onto Miranda because Cynthia Nixon is queer.
Samantha's, I agree, but they also write her weird storylines.
They do write her weird storylines, but she also loves having sex with men.
Yeah, she does.
She does.
She reminds
me
of certain
friends
I have that are.
It's an important part of it. But
like,
I just think that like if she could also.
I actually have a really good friend who like when you look at her and she talks about this, like reads as potentially queer and like gets hit on by women a lot, and she's like she's like, I'm so straight.
Yeah.
Well, then maybe Samantha could be actually queer in this one too. I just want some
Samantha
queer
is more like
representation.
Pansexual in a true way than in this like.
I see what you mean, because that's an interesting dynamic, too.
I mean, look, if this was 2018, it's like, I think we all know, you know, non-binary.
Yeah, exactly. Fluid, everyone, no one is straight, dude.
They would probably all date women.
No one
is straight,
yeah. So they're at this funeral, and it's...
This really horrible thing happens where, like...
It's actually horrible and weird.
Awful. Well, it's especially awful because Miranda set up this thing where she's like, everyone here is freaking out about the fact that I'm not here with a man. And then this priest, who clearly doesn't know the family, like reads her sister and her husband's name. And then I think reads her brother and says, John and Miranda, Hobbs, as if they're
like
married.
George and his wife, Miranda.
Yes. And his wife, Miranda.
And everyone's kind of like, oh, no. And then
her son, John, and his wife, Miranda.
Her daughter,
Catherine, and Miranda literally like just puts it.
I like that.
Throws it like
she's
what?
Like, she's
okay.
She does,
what can you do?
She does it a second time, and Miranda sort of just looks sadly back at the girls, and Samantha's like very uncomfortable with the.
And there's
emotions.
A woman like sobbing next to them, and anyway, then they go into the procession, and as they're walking down, the aisle, Miranda starts really sobbing.
And Carrie is like her person, and you see
and
their
like,
beautiful moment of friendship.
It's so sweet. Yeah. Carrie like is watching her sob. She's walking alone, and as she walks by, Carrie just jumps in and grabs her hand and just like holds it.
Yeah.
She just like can't
it's
not
really
do it.
Nice. I think I teared up at this point.
I did. Well, and there's also really beautiful. Hang on, I'm just going to.
I actually like, I don't think I've ever like teared up. Yeah.
There's just like gorgeous church music.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Oh, my God.
And then we see Steve and Aiden. And are Aiden, we don't give a... Yes, they are friends. So, and we don't give a fuck about Aiden, but the fact that Steve is there...
And that's the thing. So we're like, oh, so it either we don't know if Carrie was like, yes, please come or not, because she didn't arrive with him.
I don't think
Aiden
she
and
did.
I don't think she did either. But definitely Aiden and Steve are there together, showing support.
Well, based on what and the we fact know that
Steve
Miranda.
Is there, honestly.
Oh my god!
And then
tear.
Samantha just like breaks down.
Yeah, totally. She falls apart,
which is so
because everyone. Well, the woman behind her, who she's been like so squirmy around, who keeps crying. I think. Like,
and then they kind of
tips
like
the
and. Carrie sort of narrates about how like she finally found the release she was looking for, and the reason presumably that she lost her orgasm was because she was holding back these feelings about grief that we still
but
have
we don't know what they are.
I know.
I hope you're right that we explore them.
It's
I'm interested.
It's true that her reaction.
I think that
strange.
I honestly believe, and I might be wrong, but in the next episode, Samantha still has not talked to Miranda about her mother.
I hope
and
so.
Because she said
end,
nothing. At
and
this
the
point.
End of that episode
is
they
Miranda
have,
like
is Samantha calling Miranda mm-hmm. to like say I think that is the a big cool. plot in the next episode.
I'm excited.
Yeah. And so I think you get what you want.
So then Carrie is using really her laptop.
Her
new laptop again.
Oh, we love them.
I'm actually kind of ready for them to be back.
Oh, I mean, Brooke and I both wear shorteralls all the time.
Really?
They are back.
They are back.
You guys,
both of
you
us
remember
do.
Remember in like when? Okay, so I was.
And
in,
Carrie's basically like learning how to let her boyfriend help her. That's all.
And it's like reboot. It's
yeah,
all about
she's
like
rebooting.
Breathing and rebooting.
New computer, new
Namaste,
everything.
Namaste.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not.
What were you saying though? Sorry,
no,
boyfriend.
I just feel like everything Carrie and Aiden. I actually do understand why it's a helpful relationship for her because she's like. Understanding that you have to make compromises and adjustments mm-hmm. and like you know he's really good for that because he's very like on the surface very like I'm so committed but yeah. Anyway it's also just like all you know how you know a couple is really annoying is like when all of their bits are like only like all they have are bits and they're all cheesy.
That's it, they're all bits.
Like and she's just like I'm the girl that can't back up. And he's like, are you ready to reboot? And yeah. It's just like, oh, my God, I would never have dinner with you.
Well, it so reads like together. Their whole relationship was written by the writers of Sex and the City as opposed to being a real relationship, which, right. Like, at least her relationship with Big to me feels
real.
Authentic
yeah.
and, like,
yeah.
a relationship two people would have. I said right. this, like, the mm-hmm. first time we meet Aiden, mm-hmm. I got very frustrated with him very fast because it felt like his entire personality was to be the anti-Big. That there was no more depth to him. And in this relationship, too, it's like the childish kind of like very physical, very.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just so on overalls.
Mm-hmm. glad we're back.
I remember like watching Honey, I Shrunk the Kids 2 or something.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Like it was something where there's like I just was like in fifth grade or something. And there was a girl that played the babysitter. Or something, and she was like, just so you know, when you're like that age, and there's those kids movies, and then there's like the girl that's supposed to be 13 or 14, and you're just like, that's my role model.
Yes, exactly. And of course, she's like, a 17-year-old, like
totally.
Yeah,
yeah. And
she's
I
probably
just,
like a 24,
honestly. Yeah,
and, you know, like whoever you are, I just like I hope your career is thriving. and I just remember like she had a party with all her friends, and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids too, and she because what. Oh, I remember. Oh my God. The parents get shrunk down.
Mm.
And
I remember
you
this
can
one.
Imagine the hijinks that ensue from that. Because the oldest daughter of one family uh-huh. is babysitting the other family.
Whoa.
And boy, oh boy, do they get an eyeful. But she's wearing overalls. And I just remember she had her overalls on with one strap.
Yes.
Do you guys remember this? And
don't remember
I
it, but that just is,
yeah,
the,
I, yeah.
it is the way
like,
to wear them.
Don't make any mistake. Mm-mm, I, the mm-mm, next mm-mm. day, waltzed in the fifth grade, one unstrapped.
Exactly. It's the only way.
And I was just like, casual.
That's how you know you're cool.
Cecilia.
Yeah.
Bridget.
Uh-huh. Brooke.
Hello.
Hi.
That's me. Who did you resonate with in this episode? I think we've sort of, it's very clear. But
we've talked plenty.
I'm going to go first then.
Yeah, you go first. I'm thinking.
Carrie. And Samantha, honestly, because I love to masturbate.
true. When it works. I would say Carrie, I think, more than not in this episode, because also I would say she plays an interesting role of sort of being a supporter, because like actually kind of Miranda's role, you know, like, and I think I'm, I like being part of a friendship, and I like assisting in a friendship, you know?
Yeah.
I feel that. And all of her like neuroses and like her, the stuff Brooke was saying too, where you like sometimes like don't want to be touched, don't want to, you know, like do not make it worse when I'm already in a snappy whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess, yeah. I know. I guess I related to Carrie in that way where she's just like, now that I've, you know, talked about it with you guys, I'm like, oh, this is about her learning to like make adjustments and stuff. And I've been there. But honestly, I was like, this was the first, one of the first episodes ever that I was really relating to Charlotte.
Yes.
Really? Yeah, because I like,
just I'm like her also taking care
a
wasp, of it.
And I was just like, I totally get that. Like, I get that. Like, just like, oh, okay, there's a crisis. Like, let me just like,
it's what you know. Probably it's what your mom did or whatever.
Yeah. Like, and it's like, I actually think she does a great job, like playing, like she doesn't like take center stage emotionally.
No, she rises perfectly to it in this.
She's just like, and she's like, she's not like getting mad or like in anyone's face, but she's like, Samantha, you
she's
should
trying
really
to be like
probably,
helpful in her way.
Yeah, and she's also like very clear-headed where she's like, you should call her.
Oh, you're right. Like, she's the one the whole time who's like on holding, Samantha to be a good friend.
Yeah,
and like,
she's like, I'm booking our tickets. This is when we're going. Like, meet me there. And I just like, I don't know. I saw her in this other way.
I think I was just going to say really fast. I relate to Miranda like this much too. And just the way she handles grief and in the like the whole like when someone really tries, she's like, I'm okay. Like that. I feel
I
very
definitely
much.
Had like love feelings for Miranda in this.
Oh, this episode I teared up more than I ever have. And I said to both of you before we started, this episode made me want to keep watching more than any other has. I've said that about a few, but I like wanted to keep watching.
As we like go through this and like just the more we get to know each other, Bridget and I are very, very similar in so many ways, but we're very, very different.
Very different in some ways.
In very specific ways. And I just
think I don't think we talk about that as much.
We don't really do that on this podcast.
No.
But
would you say one of you is the Carrie and one of you is the
Miranda? I think if we were to go into there, I'm the Carrie and she's the Miranda.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
I was going to say, well, I identify pretty much exclusively as Miranda.
Yeah.
At this point. In the beginning, I was like, I think I'm a Miranda and like I have some Samantha bits, but I don't know. My Samantha doesn't really show in the way Samantha's does. No. I don't. It's not
just
really
just wait
the same.
Till we get to know her more. Ploppability.
I'm ready. Yeah. What do you think now that you've learned what ploppable means?
I'm so
slang?
Into this concept. I actually think
one is very ploppable.
Yeah.
100p. Well, now there's cell phones.
And this whole computer. Yeah. I mean, it's like when your laptop died and we were like freaking out and you had to. I mean, like how many times has a computer. All of us, I'm sure, have typed something and lost it to a. Something malfunction.
Bridget is like tenderly rubbing her laptop.
I am. It got me all through college. I've had this baby since 2011. She's now 7 years old. Isn't that
wow,
crazy?
None of mine have lasted that
I
long.
Know. She's a 2011 my Mac last, and I'm like,
well, you have one, this cover on it.
My last one drowned.
Literally a water bottle.
Like drowned
betrayed
it.
Her.
But now I like I only like the new ones. There's a lot of things I don't like about it. But, the
but
one
you
thing
like
I do
the typey
is
loud.
That you type it. Yeah. It's like you're using like a typewriter. And
wait, really?
And I thought it was maybe I'm just
they're
like
very
an aggressive
satisfying
typer.
Clacky tees.
But oh my brother also has one.
You could both be clacky typers.
We are one in the same.
You're such a clacky typer. I can just see you like smiling, just like
clacky typer,
clickety clackety, like just like
wow.
Just like,
I'm not gonna lie, I'm kind of that way too. Like, do you know who's the loudest and most aggressive typer? Friend of the pod who doesn't know he's a friend, Avi's Paul. Love of my life. He is the most aggressive typer I've ever met, and
listen,
he
there's
like,
nothing
does
being
not
like,
understand
like,
it. I honestly would love. A typewriter. I want to fucking slide that back over and ding it. Like, how good would that feel? Every time, if every time I could send an email from my boss, I could be like, ding. I would be so much happier at work.
I feel like when if I were typing on a typewriter, and I used to do this. So at the I was in the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee.
We have a selfie from that from the lobby.
It's you, me, and. It's just you and me?
No, it's someone else. It's like Zoe
Matt, I think.
Matt? Okay, I'm going to find it.
We'll find
it.
But at the end, it's sort of like it's like the epilogue and they're introducing us to like how, where we all are. And I was in the back of the house and we all are writing fake letters to like the comfort counselor.
Sure.
And it was our friend Johnny and I used to be like, damn it, it's been a long cold day on the moor. Like things are getting long here. It's cold. I miss
you. It's like the one that I made for you while you were away.
I love that like, dear one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Things are getting brisk here in November, but I feel like
day 364. I've been shivering in the back room with the
captain's log.
My skirt's girded against me and the door's locked, but the drifts of snow are so much I fear I may never make it back out.
Wow.
Yeah, I could do this for a long time.
Wow.
Thank you. We played a lot of Little House on the Prairie when I was a kid in Oregon.
Oh my
God.
Great.
So we're like, this is pretty ploppable because like Mac versus PC is still a debate.
Oh.
Case closed.
If iPhone, Android, Mac, PC.
Also, like,
happy birthday.
Also, the only thing I would say.
Happy birthday, you have the worst phone. Do, 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 do. Yay!
I think my favorite part about this bit is it's not me.
No, it's 100% me.
Can't wait for you guys to meet.
I also think what's not plausible about it is
we're still talking about plausibility. Like,
no, it's good.
I full moved on. Sorry, you're keeping us on track.
It's good. You're really running our podcast. Thank you.
I want to say that like her sex toy collection, if like Samantha was Samantha, I was just like, that is
girl,
like
we need to update. Get me some nipple clamps. Get me some.
Yeah, like the tape. Like it would.
Get
just
me
be
some
like,
handcuffs. Get me a blindfold. Like a get me some more vibrators. Get me. Yeah. Anyway, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I want them. I'm just
Samantha
saying.
Samantha would definitely have a strap on.
Delta up, Delta down. You go. Oh she would. God. You're right.
She did.
She did with Miranda.
She pay?
Nope.
With
Maria, who is a different woman with whose name starts with
a. She once dated a girl named Maria. Great, everybody.
Josh. And Hannah.
Oh, yeah.
Wild.
Oh,
my God. Look at my cute little
Look at her
hair.
Tiny ass little, I know.
Is that a wig?
No.
That was you dyed it? Hair.
I had red hair for many years.
You are cute as hell.
Isn't she?
That is so cute.
This is the someone prime fun, button stage, not a bootleg yet.
Some fun fact. I was 21 years old and someone in the audience turned to someone else in the audience and goes, wow, how do they find an 11-year-old to be in this play?
Yeah.
And fun fact, I was almost double that age.
Where, did you already have an F cup? Or
oh,
it?
I've had these babies since middle school.
That person was confused.
Dude, man, my mom, who's 5'11", has been that tall since she was in fifth grade. And she grew up in the 60s and 70s when they did not make clothes for tall women. So my mom literally just sewed her own clothes because they did not exist for tall women. Isn't that crazy?
That's so tough.
Anyway, Delta up, Delta down. Did we do it?
Can I? Okay.
Do you want to listen to us do it first, Bridget?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay, my Delta up is that I have... pizza that I'm gonna eat when this is over again, and then I've had a lot of wine, and that this has been like one of the most fun times I've had recording an episode honestly ever, and it's been a delight. Also just that the forward momentum it feels like is like still rolling on in my life, and I actually feel a little more like I've been eaten alive by anxiety for about 3 weeks, and I feel like I've kind of let go of some of that, so that's good. My Delty down. Brooke proud of me and I'm glad about it. My Delty down is, like I said last week, it's bug bite season. It's over for me, bitches. Also,
it's what season?
It's bug bite season.
Oh, right.
God,
sure.
I'm mad about it. Sure. And I, for the last 2.5 months, no matter what I do, no matter if I drug myself, no matter if I took melatonin, no matter what, I wake up at about 5:30 every day. Usually I can get back to sleep, but I would not like to do this forever. And it seems my body's going to do it forever. And it makes no sense. I figured out that it makes sense. It's after
you in the back of the head.
Put me to sleep forever, dude. I'm ready. Yeah. I figured out it's 3 REM cycles, so it makes sense. I just don't know why I'm waking, because I usually go to bed at 1. So waking up at 5:30 every day, I'm like, okay, it makes sense. It's 3 full, because hour and a half, hour and a half, hour and a half. Doesn't explain why, and I don't want it. What's yours?
Okay, well, you saying that this was a really fun one to record. Delta up, but I also like,
it's just a feedback loop of good feelings.
No, but like, I mean, well, this was super, super fun. That's up. And also like,
it can be much bigger than this.
Cheers, cheers. Cheers. Me. Okay. Yes. Cheers. Really fun.
You're all cheersing us.
But my up and down are kind of the same, which is just that like, there's all these cool things happening with projects and writing and comedy and acting stuff that are sort of, you know, came at me, and I was like, you know, freeze frame, fist in the air, leaping up, and then I went on vacation for a week with friends, and I'm back, and I'm like, time to follow up, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm just like, how does one, and I'm like, in
travel's the best
Delta
thing, except
down.
Coming back makes everything worse.
I am like, so ashamed of myself, because I'm sitting there, and I'm like, was in my therapist's office the week before I left, and I was like, you know, I was like really, really anxious about what was happening with my career, and then like, look at what's happening. It's amazing. And like, now I'm just like, so that's a Delta down.
Traveling always makes me think about going from the pool into the hot tub versus going from the hot tub into the pool.
Wow, that's so true.
Where coming back, you're like, oh, fuck me. This is way worse than it was last time I was here.
Brooke?
My Delta up is that it's my birthday week. And
fuck yeah. And we started the party with pasta. Pasta. And it's for party.
I'm going to be so drunk on Friday night. So, like, please call me.
I can't
text
wait.
Me, beat me.
If you want to reach
me. If you want to giggle at me, I will. I got my nails done. My friend is helping me out and giving me a big discount on a massage.
Oh, my God.
Getting with, like, he added on all these things because he's a manager at the spa. So, I'm really looking forward to that because my body is really broken down.
That's amazing, honestly. What a beautiful experience. Yeah, it's a really great
experience. And my Delta down is that my entire life feels like it's in the medium place.
Yes, the medium place.
It's with like
the lukewarm place, perhaps.
The medium place.
Yeah.
Mindy St. Clair.
Yes, exactly. With Mindy St. Clair.
And there's no cocaine for me to do.
None of it. God, if only a bag of it.
I just like.
Oh, Brooke.
Happy birthday.
Here's a sack of cocaine, bitch.
Cocaine.
Would you accept Jason Mantzoukas as a birthday gift?
No.
No.
I'm not a fan. There, I said it.
Oh, wow.
Not at all.
Mini fan.
Okay, see, I'm the same.
Like a bed fan, like a spritz fan.
Yeah, exactly, a tiny one. Yeah, it's just the one that it like hangs on a lanyard. And yeah. Okay.
But basically, it's just like
he could get it.
Career wise, everything wise, I'm just sort of like. Mm-hmm. I feel like things could go great, but they're sort of just stuck in the middle. You know. Baby,
you haven't sung as much as I wanted you to.
I haven't been drunk until just this moment. Who I don't think listens.
I know
to me.
He doesn't. But
okay,
I
so I made this
him.
Really funny joke. Oh, it doesn't matter. I'll tell you after.
That's an up.
Yeah, but I made a funny joke. My Delta up is that I'm funny.
Honestly, like my Delta up is every time a tweet of mine does well. I'm like, yes, dopamine. Oh, and I get into my
your
body.
Your tweets do well all the time. I noticed that this Instagram you. That I did
I'll
today.
I'll follow you back. I love this.
What a great segue.
Yes.
Cecilia,
oh my God.
Would you like to be found on social media?
And if so, will you give us your handles?
How would we find you?
It's okay. If you want to opt out, we can just.
No, like I love a follower.
Yes.
I love a follower.
Aren't they fun?
Jesus
was right about a lot of things, including followers.
You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Twitter.
Uh-huh. Where?
And
how?
My handle is at Cecilia, spelled with two I's and one E. C-E-C-I-L-I-A.
Isn't that the way it's usually spelled?
Our friend Johnny posted this this thing that was that said sorry you can tell how boring someone thinks you're going to be based on how interested they are in the spelling of your name.
Wow.
Which I laughed out a lot because that's been a lot of topic of conversation in my life in the past.
Well, when people spell
months.
Their names
really?
Stupidly
that wasn't
it's
a
worth
I didn't
no
mean
I know it wasn't but it
Brooke
is relevant
is only one,
oh no not me I'm perfect
yeah Brooke's yeah. fine
no
we like, just know a lot of people who spell their name weird ways actually
like maybe like there's an extra I
where there would be a Y
people
or something.
Are always like at Starbucks they're like how do you spell that and I'm like I don't care
you know
like,
what Bridget is like, okay, I That's get it. True. There are two standard ways, but like people will do whatever. The best one I ever got was someone spelled it Bridget. And I was like, you really just went for Bridget. And I appreciate that so much.
So it's Cecilia K. Cecilia.
We'll That's tag
perfect.
Her. And you'll
yeah.
Tag her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Knock,
we'll tag
knock,
her.
Knock, knock. Social media, ma'am.
Hello.
How might one find thee on social media, ma'am?
Well, pull your spectacles down your nose, take a little look at that screen in front of you, and get your typing fingers ready because we're going to find me. First, in your Twitter search bar, we're going to find at Mrs. Burt Macklin. Yes, indeed, I am married to Burt Macklin, FBI. Thanks so much. And on Instagram, you're going to go into your Explore page, you're going to hit search at the top, and you're going to find at Bridget M37 and you're gonna follow her and I will just be so happy. Brooke?
Whom you? You may find me on Twitter at Brooke_wise tweeting about poop and you can find me on Instagram posting probably a very similar pose.
Yeah,
I noticed
honestly.
That two posts and the post that I posted today are pretty much the exact same photo.
Oh, is it the cutie one with your like to heal up, yeah,
in
it's
a
very
different
good.
Setting.
Yeah,
I was like, I look like a monkey swinging from a tree.
Branching out.
At Brooke Wiseman, _, and Bridget, just for the people to know, if they were to put an _ there, what would happen?
Well, if you are wearing a bra currently, I will come to where you are and strangle you with the straps of it. If you are not wearing a bra, I will make do with whatever article of clothing you have on.
Collectively, we are at Splat Podcast on Twitter and Instagram, Splat the Podcast on Facebook, splatpodcast@gmail.com, yep. and splatpodcast.com.
That's right. Find
please
us.
Please rate, review, subscribe.
Please
Cecilia,
do.
Cecilia, thank
we
you
love
so
you.
Much.
We love you, Cecilia. This has been a blast. You're all a joy. Great. Guys, we love you. Have a great week. Bye.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to Brooke.
Happy birthday, Brooke. Yay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.